I Won't Back Down, Tom Petty, 95.9. Bob FM playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever on Finally Friday with the Good Guys. Get Up and Go Show, 8:16 as we work our way through this Friday. Lindsay Allen in the house. Lindsay, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right? Things going well for you?
Things are going great.
All right. You are the director of vocal music at Cali College, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You look bright and sunshiny today, too. Like you're fired up and ready to go.
It's Friday.
Which I feel like you kind of have to be in that mode, because you tell me you're getting ready to be working with kids. And
yes,
if you show any signs of weakness around them, they'll
eat you alive.
Yeah,
absolutely.
absolutely. So you got to be fired up and ready to attack the day for sure when you're doing that. Tell me what's coming up. We have an honor choir, and these are younger people, right?
They are younger. They are third graders through fifth graders.
Okay. All right. And chosen how?
So the elementary honor choir is a brand new
You were telling me that. This is something we're just doing for the first time.
Yes. So this is the brainchild of my colleague, Nick.
I love
Albrecht.
This part.
Yes.
Because we have Nick in.
So Nick's daughter has been involved in choral music at Southwestern under the direction of Nikki Kirk. And so the Kirks moved away, that left a big hole. And Nick and other parents knew that there needed to be something done with these students. They needed to have an outlet for music.
So they're like, hey, guess what we'll do? Let's put together this honor choir, and you, Lindsay, can run it.
Right. Well, because it makes sense. I'm the choral director.
You can herd the cats and get them all together. Now, you understand the younger set. You've worked with them before. So,
yes.
I mean, it's not anything that, like somebody like me, I would be very panicked about rolling into that situation, because you're like, uh-oh, how's this going to go?
Right. I started my education. Yes.
Okay.
I started teaching elementary music when I first started teaching.
Awesome.
So
okay.
I did that for about 3 years before deciding that I wanted to move on and pursue other things, so then ended up here at Cali.
And these kids are chosen how? How does that work exactly?
So the elementary students are chosen by their music teachers at their elementary schools. So this is for...
And have already been chosen.
Yes,
we know
they've
who's
been chosen.
Okay,
yes,
right,
we know exactly. We know their names. We know their t-shirt sizes, because they get t-shirts as well. So they get to come onto campus after being chosen and whatever method that the music teacher wanted to do. They could have an audition for their students, and they chose 6 students from their school.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very difficult decision. I know that a lot of teachers had a hard time deciding, because there are a lot of deserving children that deserve to do this.
Very cool.
But it is an honor choir. So they are exemplary students. They are really good in the classroom. They have that innate musical talent, and they just get to have this opportunity
well behaved.
Which I'm super glad at, since I'm going to direct it this year. So,
That was the problem for me. I would sometimes make it into those things, and I was not well behaved. I just never wanted to stop talking. As you can see, here we are talking right now. And
kind of a great job for you now.
Yeah, then people be like, okay, this kid's driving me nuts. So hopefully you don't get any of those types.
You might have one or two.
So you get this choir together, and it's ambitious, because they meet for a day and then perform, right?
Yes. So I've chosen pieces of music. Now, I've not done this before. So
this is something I've been asking other people.
So yeah. I was choosing... I think I chose about 6 songs, and one of them, after looking at it and getting some feedback from some of the elementary students, because I've been working with college students for the past however many years now.
They were like, okay, that's a little advanced.
Yeah, maybe not that one. I'm like, you know, you're right. Let me learn from you. So I chose 5 pieces, and from those 5 pieces, we will be performing them that evening, and they just get the music that day.
Yeah, it just starts that day.
Yes.
You go through it. And so you really are trying to pick some kids that have some chops.
Yes.
And have the ability to do that and take it in. Of course, your kids, too, and you seem to soak things up.
They
pretty
learn
well.
So fast. I don't think we give them enough credit. They learn things so quickly.
Well, your brain's firing on every cylinder back then.
Right.
By the time you get to my age, you're like, I've got like half a cylinder.
Yes, my son tells me all the time, he's like, Mom, you don't learn as fast because your brain is fuller because you're older.
True. Yeah.
You're right, kid.
We're overflowing at one point.
Right.
There's no room for
That's
new
right.
stuff.
That's right. I've got a lot of great knowledge up here, kids. So.
We're talking with Lindsay Allen, vocal music director at Cali College, putting on the honor choir. So this happens next week?
Yes, it's on Tuesday, the 21st.
Okay. All right.
It's at 6 p.m. There is a free concert for anybody to come listen to this amazing group that's going to be
that have put it
day.
Together. All,
yeah.
And you're going to know that they started in the morning not knowing any of this music. Do they know any of the songs at this point? Do they have an idea what you're doing?
I did send out music to students or to the teachers so that they could share that with the students if they wanted to look at it beforehand. But the elementary school teachers, they're not spending their classroom time to teach it to them. So I made tracks for them if they wanted to listen to it prior to it. But really, most of them are going to come in.
It's going to be on the
morning.
Fly.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuesday morning, 9:30 a.m. Here we go.
9:30 to. So how much practice time?
So we start at 9:30. We have breaks throughout the day.
Right.
We're going to feed them. And really, this is possible because of Cali supporting it and the VJ Wilkins Foundation.
Oh, always helpful.
Oh, my goodness. Always helpful.
Yeah, they do so much. Very, very lucky to have them.
Yeah. Without that, it wouldn't be possible to do all we're doing. So they are provided t-shirts. So they get that honor of displaying that they are a part of this group. They start rehearsals at 9:30. We have breaks and snacks and lunch. They get to eat in the college cafeteria.
Do we know anything
cafeteria.
About like the snacks and stuff and what that might? That's, I might sneak into the honor choir.
Nick, he said this is your baby here now, but I said, well, you're in charge of snacks, so he's gonna get
okay.
So whatever they get, that's
like
all
fruit
up to
roll ups and
I don't. Hopefully there's some good like fruit as well.
Okay, you know,
not
all
just,
right.
Not
I'm
just
not so strong on that, so. But load them up on sugar, send them to Lindsay Allen, and let her deal with all that
right.
as they.
Like, thanks for that, friend. Yeah, so they'll be rehearsing, and then we'll have our like afternoon rehearsal as well. We'll go onto the stage, do our dress rehearsal.
You're gonna get serious. I mean, that's a day of intense focus.
Yeah, we'll start in the right room. We're going to be practicing in there, learning their parts, and some of it's unison, some of it's two part. So we'll be learning all of that, getting confidence. They'll get to use their music for the concert, but honestly, a lot of them will probably memorize it really quickly. There's some
that's amazing to think about. Yeah,
they're just amazing. These kids are. They learn so quickly. So I'm really excited to
They
work
soak
with them.
It up.
They do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do.
That's
Especially
Lindsay Allen right there with Catley College, and she's ready to go.
Yes.
You seem excited too.
I am. I really am excited. So this is going to be back
You've
in the day.
You've been smiling ear to ear since
I'm
you got in here.
I'm kind of a smiley person. So
okay. You're a smiley person.
Am,
you're ready to go.
Yeah.
That's how you keep the wall.
Right.
Between, you know, that invisible wall between you and the kids.
Absolutely.
Keep that from collapsing on you.
I had some really good advice from a former instructor. It's like, you know, no matter what you're going through, when you walk through the door, you flip the switch.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you got to never let them see you sweat.
Right.
Because if they see that, then it's over.
You then they're like, oh, you're mine.
Got to be confident,
absolutely.
Too. So, it'll be fun. Yep. Sounds like a good time. And so, again, when is that show? When
that
can we see that?
Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, April 21st at 6 p.m. in the Brown Center Theater.
Okay.
And it's free.
All right. That's what I was going to say. You just show up and watch.
Yeah, come and support these kids.
Who have spent the day practicing and and doing all that.
Absolutely.
How many total?
Let's see. So we have the Honor Choir, and then we also have the Cali Youth Choir that's going to join us. And that's another endeavor that was inspired by Nikki Kirk.
Okay.
And so that was the Southwestern Children's Choir. When that went away, we have the Cali Children's Choir, or Cali Youth Choir, that is. And so that's under the direction of MJ Harper. And that, again, is also supported by Cali and the VJ Wilkins Foundation. So they're going to join us on the concert to start us off, sing a couple songs. So I think
How
total,
many in the Honor Choir itself?
The Honor Choir has about 70 students.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
and,
really going
Right, and
go
this is just our
it.
First year. So we're going to open it up to all of our service area schools next year. We just started with Cali County School Districts this year. So we have everyone from Central Burden. We have Arc City. We have Sacred Heart.
I'm getting the twitches.
Udall, yeah. So
thinking
we'll
about you with 70 kids that are in there and ready to go.
Yeah.
Especially, you're going to get them at 9:30. They're going to be well rested.
Let's hope so. Let's hope they're well rested so they can have
They'll
some
focus.
They'll
probably be.
Yeah,
All
let's
right.
hope so.
Before I let you go, do you think Nate Roos, we listened to that song a little bit ago with Pink and Nate Roos. Don't you think he's kind of faking some kind of Spanish accent?
You know,
I do. I tell Brett that all the time and he says I'm full of it.
I don't know if he's faking it on purpose.
Okay, all right.
I'll give you that.
He's just doing it on his own?
I think he just might be influenced.
Okay, all right. He's trying to be cool, I think. That's Lindsay Allen right there, smiling like crazy and ready to attack the day on Tuesday because the Honor Choir for the first time.
First time.
At Cali.
First annual.
Yeah, first ever.
It's gonna
You're
happen
embarking
again.
On it.
Yes.
Very good. Well, good luck to you. And I can come see them perform Tuesday.
Tuesday,
6
o'clock.
P.m.
Yep.
Brown Center Theater, which is a great theater to perform
in,
too.
Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful.
It's always fun.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back. Weather, music on the way. Keep it here with the good guys at 95.9 Bob FM.